Hello students, this is module 4 of lesson number 11, The Human Eye and the Colorful World. In this module, we are going to study about the atmospheric refraction and about scattering of light. Let us start with atmospheric refraction. Atmospheric refraction is the phenomenon of bending of light on passing through Earth's atmosphere. As we move above the surface of Earth, density of air goes on decreasing. Therefore, upper layers of Earth's atmosphere are rarer compared to the lower layers of Earth's atmosphere. Further, local conditions like temperature, etc., also affect the optical density of Earth's atmosphere. Light coming from stars and entering Earth's atmosphere passes from rarer to denser layers. Therefore, it suffers multiple refractions before reaching the surface of the Earth. This is called atmospheric refraction. Some of the phenomena based on atmospheric refraction and total internal reflection of light are, the first one, stars seem higher than they actually are. Second, advanced sunrise and delayed sunset. Third one, the sun appears oval or flattened at sunrise and sunset but appears circular at noon. And fourth one, stars twinkle but planets do not. Now, let us know why stars seem higher than they actually are. Stars are independent source of light situated very far away from the Earth. Light from a star travels first in vacuum and then enters into Earth's atmosphere. As optical density of air increases towards the surface of Earth, therefore, light from the star travels from rarer to denser layer, bending every time towards normal. On producing the final refracted ray backwards, as shown in figure 11.9 given on page 194 in your textbook, the apparent star position is higher than the actual star position. Now, let us know about the next phenomena based on the atmospheric refraction, and that is advanced sunrise and delayed sunset. The sun appears to rise above horizon 2 minutes before it actually is above horizon. This is called advanced sunrise and can be explained in terms of atmospheric refraction. As we move above the surface of Earth, density of air goes on decreasing. Light from sun on entering Earth's atmosphere passes from rarer to denser layers, bending towards normal every time. The sun, which is still below horizon, appears to rise to just above the horizon, as shown in figure 11.10 of your textbook, page number 195. The difference in time involved is 2 minutes. That is, the sun appears to rise 2 minutes earlier. Now, the next phenomena that can also be explained in terms of atmospheric refraction. It is the sun appears oval at sunrise and sunset but appears circular at noon. At sunrise and sunset, the sun is near the horizon. The rays of light from the upper part and lower part of the periphery of the sun bend unequally on traveling through Earth's atmosphere. That is why the sun appears oval or flattened at the time of sunrise and sunset. At noon, the sun is overhead. The rays of light from the sun enter Earth's atmosphere normally. Therefore, they suffer no refraction or bending on passing through Earth's atmosphere. Hence, the sun appears circular at noon. Now let us study why stars twinkle but planets do not. The stars twinkle at night because the starlight reaching our eyes increases and decreases continuously due to atmospheric refraction. When the starlight reaching our eyes increases, the star looks bright. And when the starlight reaching our eyes decreases, the star looks dim. Thus, the stars go on becoming bright and dim again and again. This is called the twinkling of stars at night. Light from a star travels first in vacuum and then enters in Earth's atmosphere. As optical density of air increases towards the surface of Earth, therefore, light from the star travels from rarer to denser layers, bending every time towards normal. Moreover, different layers of atmosphere are mobile. The temperature and optical density of layers of atmosphere changes continuously. Therefore, apparent position of the star and amount of light from the star reaching our eyes both change continuously. This leads to twinkling of stars. On the contrary, planets appear bigger than the stars as planets are close to the Earth compared to the stars. A planet can be considered to be made up of a number of point sources of light. Due to atmospheric refraction, when some of the point sources look brighter, others appear dimmer. Therefore, on the whole, overall, brightness of a planet remains the same always. Hence, the planets do not appear to twinkle. Now, let us study about the scattering of light. The phenomena of change in the direction of propagation of light caused by the large number of molecules such as smoke, tiny water droplets, suspended particles of dust and molecules of air present in the Earth's atmosphere is called scattering of light. The color of the scattered light perceived by us depends on the size of the particles. Very fine particles scatter mainly blue color. Large size particles scatter light of longer wavelength. Enough larger particles scatter the light which may appear white. The most beautiful phenomena of nature, such as blue color of sky, white color of clouds, red hues of sunrise and sunset, can be explained in terms of scattering of light. Now let us know about the Tyndall effect. The phenomenon of scattering of light by dust, smoke and water droplets suspended by air is known as Tyndall effect. Tyndall effect is seen from dust particles in air when sunlight comes through a window or a slit in a window. When sunlight comes down through the clouds. You can also see the Tyndall effect when headlight beams come through fog and mist. And you can also see the Tyndall effect when sunlight comes down through the dense forest. Students, refer your textbook page number 196, activity 11.3 and figure 11.1. Figure 11.11 shows an arrangement for observing scattering of light in colloidal solutions. S is a strong source of white light held at the focus of a convex lens L1. It provides a parallel beam of light. This beam is made to pass through a transparent glass tank T containing clear water. The beam emerging from the tank passes through a narrow hole made in a cardboard C. A sharp image of this hole is obtained on the screen MN using another convex lens L2. When we dissolve about 200 gram of sodium thiosulfate in about 2 liter of clean water in the tank and add 1 to 2 ml of concentrated sulfuric acid to this water, we observe the following things. First one, fine microscopic sulfur particles precipitate in water in a couple of minutes. The second observation, light gets scattered from the minute colloidal sulfur particles and we observe blue color to start with from three sides of glass tank. The third observation is, we observe the color of transmitted light from the fourth side of the tank facing the circular hole. We find first the orange-red color and then bright crimson-red color on the screen. It shows that very fine particles scatter mainly blue light or smaller wavelength and the transmitted light contains longer wavelengths. This activity demonstrates the scattering of light that helps you to understand the bluish color of the sky and the reddish appearance of the sun at the sunrise or the sunset. Now, let us understand why is the color of the clear sky blue. When sunlight enters the Earth's atmosphere, the atoms or molecules of the gases present in the atmosphere scatter this light. Since wavelength of red color is larger than the wavelengths of other colors in sunlight, so red color is scattered least. Violet color is scattered the most, followed by blue, green, yellow, orange, and red colors respectively. Our eye is more sensitive to the blue light than the violet light. Therefore, scattered light in the sky contains blue color in plenty and hence the clear sky appears blue. Now, let us understand why the sunset and the sunrise appears red. At the time of sunrise or sunset, the position of the sun is very far away from us. The sunlight travels longer distance through the atmosphere of the Earth before reaching our eyes. Scattering of blue light is more than the scattering of red light. As a result of this, more red light reaches our eyes than any other color. Hence, sunset and sunrise appear red. Now, the last thing. Danger signals are of red color. When light falls on the signal, all colors are scattered much more than that of red color. So, the red color suffers least scattering, remains confined around the signal, which in turn illuminates the signal significantly. Thus, the danger signals can be seen from very far off distances. Moreover, among all colors, red color or red light is scattered least by smoke or fog. Hence, red signals are visible even through the smoke or fog. Thus, on the basis of the scattering of light, we can account for blue color of clear sky, white color of clouds, reddish color of the sun at sunrise and sunset, and the red color for danger signals. Thank you.